Do you have any final thoughts or anything? Stories or...
Final thoughts about Vietnam?
Yeah.
I hope my kid never has to go through something like that. Over the years, you know, you think about what that was all about, and I honestly still don't understand what it was about. I really don't.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody else can tell me. I thought about it from every situation, and I guess it gets down to money. I really do. I mean, economically, that war might have been good for this country at the time. It naturally put a lot of people over here to work, building guns and bullets and helicopters and everything else they used over there. But as far as helping those people, I don't really think we accomplished anything as far as helping those people. Like I said, the minute we left, I mean, the whole thing collapsed anyway. And from what I could gather from those people, they really just wanted to be left alone. Just, you know, go away, leave me alone. And they wanted to plant their gardens and their rice. And they just, like I said, they didn't care one way or the other. I don't know why we were there. You know, they cared we were there because we were bothering them.
Yeah.
We tore up their streets and their rice paddies and burnt their houses down. I mean, we weren't nice people. But I really don't understand the aspects of why we were there. Never will. Like I said, unless it was money, but we sure didn't benefit anybody. We got a bunch of folks killed. There wasn't anything in Vietnam to gain. Vietnam was a poor country. I mean, it was poor. Wasn't any gold there, or oil, or unless you like rice. I mean, they had plenty of rice. But I really never did understand why they got involved in that thing. And the way they went about it. They didn't act like they really wanted to, you know, it really wasn't declared a war. It was a, what they call it, police action. I think they thought it was going to come out like Korea. You know, they fought Korea for a while there in the back in the 50s, and they finally drew a line in the sand and said, okay, this is it. But I think the South Koreans, I don't know, the South Korean, I've been in Korea, but I figure they must have been a lot stronger people. At least they had enough to get up and go about them to help, you know, to defend themselves. Whereas those Vietnamese, when we left, they didn't care. They weren't going to fight, you know, keep their part of the country. So, like I said, I don't know what the purpose was. Don't have it. I know I had some good memories and bad memories. And bad outweighed the good, but I never did get to go on R&R. Rest and recuperation, supposedly a week off, I never did go. A lot of guys did. They'd go to, Thailand, Hawaii, meet their wives or girlfriends or whatever. But I just hung around and did my time. I'm not really an interesting interview because I got a lot of things I'd like to say, but I know better than to say them. I'm out of government down here wanting to deport me from this country. Now you get upset when you have a good friend and he gets killed or something, and you know, it upsets you. Think, just stupid, you know, for what? Wasn't no gain here. I mean, this guy just died, and no purpose, no reason. He just died, you know, bang, just happened to be in the wrong place. You know? But you think about their age.
Were they
younger
old?
Than you. Younger than you, I mean, dying. Just, and these people, when they die, I mean, it's not like on TV. I've seen people die a lot of ways. I mean, I'm talking about just get completely blowed up, burnt, You know, it's just not like you watch on TV where they say bang, bang, you fall down. It don't work that way. Just the smell of it always sticks with you. It's in your mind the whole time. You never forget that smell. Well, actually, there's a lot of things I'd like to say, but I know better. You got any more good questions?
No, not unless you just want to talk about anything else. Were you involved in anything else besides Vietnam?
Well, let's see. When I come back from Vietnam, I got out of service. Thank goodness. And I came home. From home long, let's see. Got out in October and got married in December. And after that, I worked two or three different jobs. Just, I call them penny ante jobs. I worked at the Coca-Cola Company, I worked at the hospital, worked at the cotton mill. And I started back helping my dad, and I worked with him a little while. And we got into repair on hydraulic cylinders. And I had did that while I was in service there. So we got started in the hydraulic business and been working, and he had to retire, and didn't retire, about 82, he had health problems, he had to quit. So ever since then, you know, I've been running the shop by myself. I mean, sole proprietorship now, just me. And it's been a struggle, I mean, like being in business. A lot of people, they led us to believe when we left, like when we got out of service, about all the veterans' benefits and all these things. There's not very many benefits. They said, well, you can start your own business and all this, and they'll help you. They won't help you, because I checked into that. I could go to the Small Business Administration, SBA, and they got one Jackson State Bank back then, because I went up there. And what it is, you have to be already in business. You know, and if you want to go up there and like you want to expand your business or something like this, then they'll talk about maybe giving you a loan, low interest loan. But you have to be in business. So I forgot how long you had to be in business. And why so much red tape to that? You know, by the time you got the loan through, you wouldn't need it. I don't know about, like I said, as far as I'm concerned, their benefits aren't worth the hassle to go through to try to get. I know people that maybe had to go to veterans' hospitals and things like that. I've seen a couple of veterans' hospitals. You know, they got doctors there that can't even speak English. They have doctors. I don't even know what country they come from. You know, I'm just going to put it away. The care is just not what it ought to be. You got people that got maimed, lost their limbs, and what have you. I don't think they do enough for them. And they lost them at a young age. They're my age now. You see somebody, you know, on a wheelchair with maybe a leg or both his legs gone or something like that. You know, people walk around, you know, no big deal. When we came home, we didn't get no parade. We didn't get nothing. As a matter of fact, we got looked down on, you know. For a long time, when I got back, I didn't go around volunteering, but I went and told anybody that I went to Vietnam because I knew how everybody felt about it. And then, let's see, what was it about 2 or 3 years ago? They decided to, you know, have a welcome home, you know, and all this stuff. Now, here it is, 20 years or 25 years later. Too little, too late, boy, I see it. I never went to Washington. I never did march, none of their little parades. It really, I don't think it worked. You know, you can voice your opinion all you want to in this country, but you know, they say that the wheel that squeaks the loudest gets the most old. Them people have been squeaking for a long time and they're still not doing anything about it. I learned the older I got. What did Kennedy say? Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. That's the way it is, too. As long as you're doing something for the country, everything's fine. But don't depend on the country to do a whole lot for you. When times get tough, like these people, you've seen where the disasters come up, and like floods and fires, and they'll come in and say, well, we're going to give you some federal money here, you know, to help these folks. And you go around and talk to these people that needed the help. Getting no help. You ain't getting that. I know I talked to a three of them. They said, yeah, you want to go down there and fill out 1,500 forms, then all they want to do is give you a loan, low interest loan, maybe rebuild your home or something like that. And they're not giving you anything. They said, you already had a mortgage. They want me to get another mortgage. That's Vietnam was a bummer. Biggest accomplishment I ever did was getting married and having two kids and getting them big. That was an accomplishment. You'll find that out one day. You want to interview John? No? I don't know really anything else I could tell you. Like I said, I could tell you a few things. But it wouldn't really make a whole lot of good for anybody, you know. I know a lot of guys that they went a little bit bananas, you know. I can tell you all kinds of stories about that. I can tell you about guys that I saw that was, they always got the metal arm. They didn't, but they ought to. In my book, they should have got it. But people do things, you know. You've heard of people like be a bad accident or something. Somebody or one that you least think would even do anything would run into a fire and drag somebody out or something like that. Well, that's the way it actually has to happen before you find out who's going to do what. I've seen guys that I wouldn't give 15 cents for, but I actually, when the chips were down, they come through. You know, I would have thought they would. They did. What else you want me to tell you?
I guess that's about it. If you have anything else to add.
What people are going to say? Is that the best you could do on the interview?
Yeah, that was good.
You got your machine running?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you get it off now.
Okay. Well, thank you.